Hello and welcome back to Missing Link on the Radio. You're listening to episode 6 and this is on a brand new find of mine. Maybe not to other people, but to me, they're brand new. It's a duo from originally Moldova. Now they're living in Spain. These are some guys called Perky Wires. This is going to be our feature for this episode of season 2. Starting out, we've got this great track called Call the Hitman. This is the original mix by Pig and Dan and Syvash. Really, really cool track on Hot Tracks Records. Honestly, just a really, really sort of ambient tune to get started out. I thought we'd start off nice and easy. As you know, I listen to a lot of tracks. If you've not heard this show before, like, it's in two parts, right? So this is side A you're listening to right now. I like to talk about music. I like to, you know, share my thoughts and my knowledge for you to kind of break it down. If you don't know much about this music, I won't break it all down for you. But side A, I do a really explanation of all the tunes here. And then halfway through, we'll turn over the tape. You don't have to do nothing. I'll do it for you. And then we'll get into my hour-long mix, which is definitely one of my grittiest, more acid sounding mixes to date. I really, really impressed with how it came out. So I was mixing more like more mixing bass than I was mixing highs. I usually like to mix highs and swap bass, but this time I was mixing more mids and more bass and getting that sort of like more groove feel to that. So you'll hear that in the mix later on. For now, just listen to these lovely saw. You get these saw synths, that's what they call that sound, and the way they drag it out into these sort of beautiful arrangements. Opening song. I love the way that this gives that ambience to this whole thing. Could you imagine playing this in front of like 10,000 people? That would just be insane. Well, I guess I am right now, to be fair, so just a little bit different. You guys are all over the world. You're You're killing it, man. I just want to say thanks so much for joining me on my last episode with Flash Mob, which is a real sort of like, you know, bucket list episode to do. And we nailed it. You guys nailed it. It was the best episode I've ever done to date. And I feel like, you know, I feel like I peaked a little bit. But, you know, here we are. We're doing episode 6 and it's going to be even better. Up next, we've got definitely one of the more groovy tracks, and Groove by Name and Groove by Nature really is this tune. This is called Tribute of a Groove by Perky Wires. This is on Hot Tracks as well, and it's called, it's on the Back to the Old School EP. Came across these guys in my usual sort of way that I look for music. I quite often I'll just go on the latest releases, right? I'll sit down and I'll just go down tracks and just listen to a bunch of them until I finally find enough that I have for an episode. And one of these has a really strong release. It was 3 tracks in a row from Perky Wires on the same album, and I just thought this was really solid. So I had to get in touch. I got in touch with them and ask them my 3 standard questions that I ask every artist here, and that is, how long did it take you to make the release? Okay, what is something in your studio you couldn't do without? That's always a good one I like to ask, and what can we expect from you in the future? So I'll get into that a little bit more a little bit later. Right now, I think let's turn the bassline on. Baseline this tune is just like so gritty. It's got that sort of like real sort of top end saw, and then listen to that, those beautiful synth pads in the background, typical of very minimal tunes, minimal and deep tech sort of style. And I'm loving this, man. I'm just grooving away. This is complemented with a very simple beat arrangement. I feel like this is part of what separates good artists from others, which is a lot of good artists, they are able to bring out a lot of energy with very few elements. Minimal sometimes can be more complicated, but for the most part I think good tracks tend to have much tighter beat arrangements with fewer elements, maybe one kick, one hi-hat and a clap, and they make it work with effects and stuff. And this is the same, there's very few things going on. bass line here is just ever so slightly syncopated on the second eight bars. Really cool the way they've set that up. Guys have had a lot of success, I hear, over the last sort of 2 years, as you know, everyone else has done in the minimal space. You know, everyone's been taking off with everyone else. I mean, you know, me included, really. You know, the latest trend is all minimal, man, and I'm loving it. But these guys are doing fantastic. It's good to hear, and I'm glad I get a chance to, you know, feature their talents here on the show. Up next, we're gonna take a little bit of a left turn to an artist called. Well, it's a bunch of them. We got Yago Moya, Josh Martin, and then Del Fonte is reinventing this track here. It's called Anchorage, and it's on the Anchorage album on Blah Blah Records. Really cool, sort of like groovy track. It's gonna work really well with this, I think. Just love that. I mean, I love that. That's one of the things that I really love about this genre, is that you can stay at the exact same beats per minute, right? We're at 124.5 right now, and I can completely change the energy of the whole mix. We'll be right back. something that I'm really digging right now. This sort of like, you know, half groovy, half sort of deep tech sound that is starting to become like super popular. As well as, you know, that organ sound, everyone's getting into the organ stuff, but this sort of groovy, almost acidy sound is coming back as well with the organ. So, you know, as they say in journalism, we are monitoring the situation as it unfolds, you know? It's probably a good time as ever just to get into what I talked about with Perky Wires. As I said, I always message my artists and get their thoughts and stuff. So, you know, the first question, as I said earlier, is like, how long did it take to make this EP, man? How long did it take to make the track? So it's always interesting to see, you know, different lengths of time and workflow and stuff like that with artists. But for them, it was really, really impressive. 1 to 2 days it takes them to make a track, depending from... You know, they say it takes like one day to start the sort of idea and then 1 to 2 days finish. That's pretty incredible, man. I couldn't believe it. Like 1 to 2 days to do anything for me is like, you know, quite often I'll record a podcast. It takes me weeks, you know, to do all the stuff. So 1 to 2 days is crazy. I'm gonna mix this next one in while I'm talking. I also asked them, like, what's the thing you can't do without in your studio? Like, every artist always says something different. And for them, it's their MacBook and their monitors. And that's all they need, man. And maybe their MIDI stuff too. And to be fair, I like that. They keep it very simple, very basic. I like that. Up next, we've got one of their tracks on the same EP, Back to the Old School. This is, this is the title track. And it's very, I like this, man. It's got all the right sort of Afro drums in it that I used to really vibe with back in the day, you know. Love this, it's so cool. This is like almost a little bit Cafe Mambo, you know, but it's still got that, you know, some of that really cool, like, you know, minimal groove elements from their other tracks and sort of what's, you know, it's starting to get cool today. But I'm telling you, man, these Eastern Europeans, this is where it's headed, bro. I'm serious. Bro, minimal's coming up. You know, a lot of the Eastern European guys are starting to really push some really cool stuff into this space. Back in the day. this does have that old school sound to it, you know, almost like Miguel Campbell or something from that old school deep house era, you know, with the old sampled synths that have been sampled over and over and over and over again, you know. And even this lyric right now, it's gonna eat me alive, but I've heard this so many times in so many different tracks, but I can't for the life of me remember where it came from. So if I find out, I'll put it on the blog, because every episode I do, I always write a little blog piece, and I put stuff in there that usually I can't, you know, it's just not logistically possible for me to talk about on the show. So if you want to learn more than anyone else is going to learn about listening to this show, then you should click down below in the description on that blog. Also, if you haven't already, you need to show me some love. I do this show completely for free with no ads. So if you want to subscribe, follow, whatever platform you're on, tell your friends, that would be awesome. I really appreciate it. I got an Instagram and I'm mostly active on there. If you want to give me a follow, give me a message. I'm always up for having a chat about music and various other bits and pieces I'm up to. I'm recording this on the hottest day of the year, and the year is 2023 for you listening next year or the year after or the year after that. It's the hottest day of the year in September, and I am absolutely roasting here in the UK. So the commitment is crazy. Thank you so much, Berkey Wires, for that one. That was Back to the Old School. Up next, we're going to take, let's say, a right turn this time. We're going to check out this really cool track called Still Driving by Manuel Barley. I think it might be French or Italian, not really sure. But yeah, this track is really cool. Very acidy. This is on his brand new album, Entrance, and it's on Metro Beirut Records. Another simile sort of, I don't know, it's got some drums in it. I think it's gonna match up really, really well to this track. Another super simple tune. I'm telling you, like, some of the best tracks are some of the most simple stuff you can do. Super simple beat arrangements, and then that really cool acid sort of melody, and now we've got the acid pads in the background. The pads are those sort of background, see, a longer drawn out sequences that you hear in some of these minimal tunes. This is definitely, I would say, more on the minimal techno side. You know, I'm not a huge techno person, but this is, like, you know, this is as far as I go. This is really cool, and I'm really loving this tune right now. Man, this is such a pretty tune. Listen to that, man. You can't not love it. For real, you can't not love that. Say the only thing I think this song really needs is like some small vocal cuts from like old school hip hop, and I think that would really tie this in. I think something from Mobb Deep, Method Man, Wu-Tang, I think would really work here. And I never know, I might make an edit in the future. Cool. That was Still Driving by Emmanuel Barilli. Really cool artist. I highly recommend you check him out. Really cool. Up next for our final track of Side A, we've got Perky Wires' final track on their EP that I'm going to play today, and it's called Jade, and it's another really great one. I wanted to drop this one at the end because after this we're getting to Side B. That's the main event. That's going to be the upbeat mix at 128 beats per minute. Super duper gritty tune, man. This is like minimal groove all day long. For sure, this is minimal groove all day long, man. Honestly, you need to get on these guys' promos if you're a DJ yourself, and I know some of you definitely are DJs yourself. You need to get on the promo of these guys for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, because this would go nuts basically anywhere, especially somewhere like London. You know, 338, whatever, Fabric, this thing would be crazy. Almost got some of that like UKG, UK garage sounds with that old school sort of sound to it. I'm loving this, dude, for real. This is really cool. And it's a super simple track as well, right? It's just really just simple arrangement. Wherever you are, man, you need to turn this last one up, okay? Because this is before we get into side B, so... And did you hear those vocals back there? This song is crazy, man. Really cool track, you know. But the last question I always ask, what do we expect more from you guys, Perky Warriors? Because it's a duo, right? Two guys, and just from them, they said, look, expect more really cool tunes in the future and also some solo projects. So I'm looking forward to hearing some of that as well. I want to hear some of the, you know, like what the individual tracks are from each of them, and then I know kind of who makes what in these tracks. That'll be really, really interesting for, I think, us to see. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you very much for Perky Warriors for being a part of Side A this month. I really appreciate it. If you want to go and check them out on Instagram, give them a follow. That's where you can find basically all their stuff, as well as they got a PerkyWarriors.com website too, which would be really good. Go check that out and make sure you follow them and listen to their tracks and go to their events. Really cool people. And as well, thank you so much for listening to Side A. Very shortly, I need you to take the tape, turn it over, and we'll get stuck into Side B. Turning over the tape, you're listening to Side B of Mr. Lincoln the Radio, which is the main event, which is where I do an hour-long mix, and I think this one is just over an hour long. And where I wanted to go with this was somewhere really, really cool. I wanted to go more acidy. I wanted to go more upbeat and as well bring in a lot of more ethereal stuff. So I just strike a really good balance between how ambient do I make it and how upbeat do I make the tracks. So I think it's going to end up being a really, really solid mix. I'm really proud of it. And to start us off, we've got this fantastic brand new track, and I mean brand new, from Casey Spillman. This is Get To It, and it has an unbelievably good bass line. Enjoy. Peace.
are probably shocked by what you're saying.
Thank you. Put your motherfucking hands up.
Attention.
boys and girls, put your motherfucking hands up.
thank you so much for listening to my show this month. Join in next time for more of the same really cool underground beats. As you know, quite often you're never going to hear any of this stuff anywhere else. So if you could, please give me a follow on Instagram. That's where I'm most active. Check out my website with the accompanying blog on this track. And give me a follow, give me a subscribe, wherever you get your podcast. It's completely free. And yeah, look out for the next one. What you can do right now is go to the very next episode in the past. That was on Flash Mob, my idol, one of the guys that really got me into doing all this. And you won't be disappointed. It's a really fantastic episode. I highly recommend you check it out. Thanks again to Perky Wires for being a part of this episode. I really appreciate you putting in the time to give me the answers to your questions and being a part of my show like anyone else. So thank you so much. I will catch you guys next time. I hope you enjoyed the mix. Again, I was really messing around with the way to get those bass and mids to really like blend super nice on this mix. And I think I'm pretty sure I got a pretty good handle on that. I think I'm pretty happy with what I came up with. So I think this is a really solid mix. There's some really big changes in energy, and yeah, it's good to keep pushing the boundaries and not just get stuck in the same thing. I'm really liking some of this more acidy sounding stuff right now. So yeah, I will see you guys next time. I appreciate you. Peace.